Well, college men's basketball yesterday, the Iowa basketball team used an 18-0 run in the opening half to take control in a 92-58 win over Alabama State. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the bench triggered that first half run.
Our second unit, which isn't really a second unit, there's no drop-off at all. And that's rare, you know, these days to have so many guys coming off the bench that are equally talented in all areas.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes played well in transition at both ends of the court.
You got to get your defense back, sprint, get underneath them, and then make them work. And then get stops, and then run the other way. So sprinting was a big key for this game, sprinting back defensively and sprinting to the other end on offense. And that's what the depth helps you with, too, because we really were putting pressure on that defense with our running game.
Cordell Pemsel led 5 Hawkeyes in double figures. He had 15 points. Isaiah Moss added a dozen as Iowa moves to 2-0 on the season. Next up for the Hawkeyes, they'll face off against Grambling State, and that'll be Thursday evening in a game here on KJAN. 6 o'clock will be the broadcast start time on Thursday evening. Elsewhere in college men's basketball yesterday, the Louisville Cardinals opened the post-Rick Pitino era by grinding out a home win against unheralded George Mason. Dang Adell led to 20 points, and the 16th-ranked Cardinals won David Padgett's debut as interim coach by downing the Patriots 72-61. Darius Petty and Jordan Nawara combined for 22 points in the second half to help Louisville pull away after George Mason led by 6 with 12 minutes remaining. Also in top 25 college men's hoops, 3rd-ranked Arizona rolled to a 103-78 win over UMBC behind Alonzo Trier's 30 points. Hamidou Diallo scored 13 of his 16 points in the first half before 5th-ranked Kentucky held off Vermont 73-69. P.J. Washington had a career-high 16 points for the Wildcats, who managed to hang on after missing 7 of their last 8 shots. Number 12, Miami, rolled to an 89-55 win as D.J. Vasilevic scored 16 points and Jaquan Newton added 14. Carson Edwards scored a career-high 25 points, and Vince Edwards added 15 points with 12 rebounds as number 20 Purdue routed Chicago State 111-42. Miles Powell scored 18 points, and Angel Delgado chipped in with 17 points and 11 rebounds in number 23 Seton Hall's 75-65 victory over Monmouth in yesterday's play. Well, Miami Hurricanes football players have spent much of their recent post-game news conferences complaining about a lack of respect and recognition. They got some on Sunday as they ascended to 2nd in the Associated Press poll after blowing out previous number 3 Notre Dame Saturday. The 9-0 Hurricanes climbed 5 spots in the poll and are one of just 4 undefeated teams in the top 25. They also picked up 4 first-place votes, while number 1 Alabama claimed the other 57. The Crimson Tide are 10-0 following Saturday's fourth quarter rally against Mississippi State. Oklahoma moved up 2 spots to 3rd, and Clemson stayed 4th as they try to gain one of the 4 spots in the National College Football Playoff semifinals. Wisconsin is 5th, followed by Auburn, Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma State. The Tigers climbed 4 places to 6th after beating the Bulldogs, who fell from 2nd to 7th in this week's poll. Well, Butch Jones is now the former head football coach at Tennessee. He was dismissed with 2 games left in the regular season. That move comes amid a 1-5 skid that includes Saturday's embarrassing 50-17 loss to Missouri. The Volunteers have fallen to 4-6 after being ranked in the AP preseason poll. Jones went 34-27 overall and 14-24 in the SEC over 5 seasons, leading the Volunteers to bowl victories in each of the last 3 years. Well, the New Orleans Saints have extended their winning streak as they crush an AFC playoff contender. Mark Ingram scored a career-best 3 touchdowns as the Saints won their 7th straight game, a 47-10 pounding of the Buffalo Bills. The Saints blew the game open by scoring on 5 of their first 6 possessions. New Orleans finished with 298 yards rushing and 32 first downs, with Ingram providing 131 yards. Drew Brees also ran for a touchdown and was 18 of 25 for 184 yards and no interceptions to help the Saints stay perfect since an 0-2 start. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys offense looked anemic in its first game without suspended running back Ezekiel Elliott. Dallas gained just 233 total yards and was shut out over the final 51 minutes in a 27-7 loss in Atlanta. Adrian Claiborne set an Atlanta record with 6 sacks, the second most in NFL history. Matt Ryan tossed a pair of short touchdown passes after Tevin Coleman's 1-yard run gave the Falcons a 10-7 halftime lead. Both those teams are 5-4. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Rams were winners in their first home game in a month. Robert Woods grabbed 2 of Jared Goff's 3 touchdown passes during the third quarter in a 33-7 rout of the Texans. Case Keenum threw touchdowns to 4 different receivers while the Vikings built a 35-17 lead in a 38-30 win at Washington. Minnesota picked up its 5th consecutive win, improving to 7-2, and they dropped the Redskins to 4-5. Tom Brady threw 3 touchdown passes as the Patriots crushed the Broncos 41-6, matching their own AFC record with their 12th consecutive road victory. Chris Boswell drilled a 33-yard field goal as time expired to push the Steelers past the Colts 20-17. The Packers won for the first time since losing quarterback Aaron Rodgers as Brett Hundley threw for 212 yards and a touchdown in a 23-16 triumph over Chicago. The Lions are 5-4 after Matthew Stafford connected on 17 of 26 passes for 249 yards and 3 second-half touchdowns in a 38-24 comeback over the winless Browns. The 49ers finally earned their first win of the season as C.J. Beathard threw for 288 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 31-21 victory over the stumbling Giants. The Titans earned their 4th straight win, knocking off the Bengals 24-20 on Marcus Mariota's 7-yard touchdown pass with 36 seconds to play. The Jaguars have their first 3-game win streak in 4 years after Josh Lambeau nailed a 30-yard field goal with 3:12 remaining in overtime to complete a 20-17 decision over the Chargers. And Ryan Fitzpatrick beat his former team as the Buccaneers ended a 5-game skid, downing the Jets 15-10. In a racing news from yesterday, Matt Kenseth and Brad Keselowski were the big winners at Phoenix Raceway Sunday. Kenseth won for the first time this season in what might have been the second-to-last cup race of his NASCAR career. He does not have a job lined up for next year and said he'll take a break at the start of the season. Kenseth passed Chase Elliott with 10 laps remaining, denying Elliott the final berth in next week's championship race. Had Elliott hung on for the win, he would have qualified for the championship finale at Homestead Miami Speedway. Instead of Elliott, it'll be Keselowski competing with Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick for the championship next Sunday at Homestead. Truex finished 3rd at Phoenix, Harvick was 5th, and Busch was 7th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.